داوند تفش ناين بيز بسياط الدشمية.
Right. Today is gonna. I have a triple A. People have, sometimes know a thing called triple A, but this is a different triple A. The triple A stands for awareness, acceptance, and adaptation. A different one. You're talking about Moshe Einstein's AAA. Which means that if you're aware of the situation and you accept the situation, then you can adapt to the situation. And that is a lot of problems of Shalom Bayis is because you're not aware and are not accepting, and maybe you don't adapt. Just happened recently. A younger man was going out. The girl was talking out very ruchnius. And he thought, Mamish, this is a gavaldika girl for him. Mamish, this is what he imagines, a smada, and he's going to learn, and Mamish, gavaldika zachim. And he gets married, and stay home, and help. He says, he got gypped. Mamish, this girl ripped him off. And he was very upset. And the madrich, who was madrich, and was very chashma madrich, tried to explain to him that it takes time. It takes time. You take a girl, right? I'll explain to you what he said. Take time, meaning a girl speaks very easy, speak lofty about ruchnius and shifas for godless and everything you want to learn when she comes home every night to her parents, and then she speaks on the phone for hours a night to all her friends, and she has a very good sviva, so it's very geschmack. But then you take her, even if you're not married in Eretz Yisrael, because she can't live in Eretz Yisrael, and now she has no friends, and she's lonely and homesick, and even when they live in Lakewood, still they can't talk to their friends. The friends are either not available at the same time, or they're not available for when their friends want to speak to them, and it's very hard for them to adjust to that situation, and it takes time for them to adapt. So this madrich was trying to explain that give your wife time. She takes her time to grow into the situation, and eventually you'll be able to learn properly. And he wasn't masking. He felt that his wife gypped him, and he was very upset. They had a child, and he went away from home to be able to learn the Shunshter's Asmada. And of course, now they're in the middle of having a get. That's what they're in the middle of doing now. And this young man who was madrich told him if he just would listen, he just couldn't accept the fact that his wife gypped him. She was talking so high when she was going out and really did not mean a word of what she said. And it's not true. She meant whatever she said, but she didn't. Wasn't realistic what's going to be after a marriage. And Mila, he's not aware of that, and he didn't accept it, and he didn't adapt to it. And Mila now, so I can't imagine how much of a smut he's getting with lawyers and busy and trying to get divorced. And I can't imagine afterwards. What type of, I mean, he'll get married again, but it's gonna be second grade C. You know, he why to get married and divorced? Well, this and that. You know, it'll come out some things that he obviously did not accept his wife for what she was, and at the end result is I don't think, as Rigdon says, people don't think when they get divorced is what they're going to get next. What's going to be the next? What's the second woman's going to be? And how much worse off would have been now than if he would have just accepted? And that's a problem. People and even without being so extreme, but the person gets married. The young man got married, and he noticed his wife has a problem with her jaw that it clicks when she eats. It makes a snapping sound, and it's very annoying. So he starts. His wife is eating. He's like click click click, and like titus rush, the thing banging in his head, and he's like, I'm gonna get married the rest of 70-80 years with this clicking. I'll go bonkers. And like he thinks, what I get myself into, and he's like he's walking outside the house during Shabbat Brach. He's like, doesn't know what to think. What's gonna be, you know? Now he doesn't even recognize it, realize it, and doesn't hear it anymore. You know, there's other people that have come in contact with this lady. I mean, it's a big operation to fix such a thing because there's nothing really something wrong. Just the way the bones are set up, it doesn't hurt her. She herself doesn't hear it. But you know, so the he thought was like choshech. First got married during Shabbat Brach. It's like the end. It's this knocking. He'll go meshuggah. He'll hang himself in the ceiling. He doesn't know what he's going to be. So that's also the same thing. I know Bachrim. The same thing. I know Bachrim also that they used to bite their toenails. Imagine a girl's going to come get married and come into the room first night. The husband's biting his toenails. She hit the roof. hit the roof. Right? Also, they have to accept the fact, you know, I had a roommate that don't ask me, he used to scratch his, the athlete's foot on the on the floor, and reach lechayach. And the same thing, everybody has chesroinus, and Rabbi told somebody that the chesroinus and the mylas and the chesroinus of your wife are exactly for what you need to steig. It's exactly what you have need to steig. And one has to realize that everybody has chesroinus. And the reason why we have such problems is because the Geisha Welt makes a thing called a lie called romance. Romance is just an idea which is puts it, they go and put it in a person's mind and make it a whole issue, and because of that issue, people expect so much more. That's why people bachem have problems when they go out and they come home and they tell the shadchan, I didn't feel it. So you're not a lady. You don't have to feel it. It makes sense in Seichel. No, but I have to feel it. It's a Reader's Digest. Says that. That's one of the 10 things you have to feel on a dating. And it affects them. And that's why Bochum have problems getting married. I know people that are 26, 27, because they go out, they don't feel it. Rapam told my Shreya once, Bochum doesn't make a decision by the fifth date. He's not sure. By the fifth date, drop that Bochum, because something's wrong with him. A girl could take a long time to decide, but a bacher has to be sure with himself. He has to with his seichel, and the bacher now are working without the seichel. They're working with the hergish or the dream. And the Rigdimel says that romance ends when you use the same bathroom. Once you use the same bathroom, it's all romance is out. That's it. It's all fake. It's kulei sheker. And since it's kulei sheker, so and you have to realize that. If a person realizes that that's not the tachas of life, and tachas is to be boina b'yisnem to bring up a toyeretika house. Based on a Torah shkafa, and the tachas of a wife is to take misal kihurim, but is to build a house ruchnis to grow a derish yisharim. Then is a whole different way of looking at things, and not be upset and this and that, you know, and realize that the woman is willing to help and to be mosa nefesh, and avada. And eventually, they will be growing. It's called infatuated. Noah Weinberg said that by going is infatuation. It means that there's immediate ava, which means that you're lovesick. It's a shtus. It's a figment of it. It's a makeup in your mind, and that you build marriage. And Mela, when you get really after you get married, it's all nothing there, and Mela problems happen. Ava comes from building a relationship and getting to know somebody. Only after you know someone, then you can build up a relationship, and that is the true Ava. And about this, the realization of how much of a chrayis a person has to have his wife, it says in the Torah three times, Lashon Dveikus. It says by Boy Sidbak, by Kosh Baruch Hu. It says by Nachala. It says Yidbuku B'nei Yisrael. And it says Tidbak v'ishtay. It's only three times in the Torah it says Lashon Dveikus. And they have a very shaykhus to each other. Dveikus by the Nachla is that Kosh Baruch Hu told the Klai Yisrael that the Shvatim should have their Nachla, and forever that will be their Nachla. That's Dveikus. It means that it's the Nachla over here is going to be yours forever. And you should not give it over to someone other Shevet. It's forever this Shevet's Nachla. And then you have Dveikus and Kosh Baruch Hu, which means that you're double Kosh Baruch Hu. You are always with a Kosh Baruch Hu. In any situation, you are loyal to Kosh Baruch Hu. And the same thing, Rigdon Miller says, Boy Sidbak Ishtai is also that you have to realize you are loyal to your wife. Once you put on that ring, your kairis bris. It's a bris. Toysis and Ksubis, that's a be showing is a bris. You have a maisa bris with your wife. When kairis bris with somebody, it means that through thick and thin, you're willing to be with each other. There are times people go through shir matzavim. I know someone went to a very shir matzav parnasa, and with court cases and mamash rezachin, and the sister of the wife told me that she herself would not be oimin on all the shir parnasa, and she would probably ask for a divorce. But because she doesn't understand that when you marry someone, you're stalling suit when a chrayis and increases bris. And once you have that achrayis and realize that you have to do and give whatever you can to stay married, avada, unfortunately, sometimes a person has to get divorced. But avada, the Gemara says, Isha you should get a divorce. The Gemara says, Yishalibanim is different. Avada, even though Isha Ra, what the Chazal holds Isha Ra, even with children, it's different. You can't just tell them get divorced. But is an achrayis. A person has to realize he has an achrayis to us. And Rigdimil says, even more than parents. Which is a chiddush, keep it over the aim, but a person has an achrayis more to his parents, and a lot of shalom, I know a person has, what?
More his wife.
More to his wife. More to his wife than his parents, even though it's kibbutz aveim, but it's a shutvis and a bris, a dveikis, that your wife is, have to have loyalty to your wife, and your wife, if he says your father, your parents make fun of you, make fun of your wife, you have to stick up for your wife. Don't say, yeah, I know. Yeah, people might say, yeah, I know. But it's and Shalom Bais is, I know, Shalom Bais, a person went to a PTA meeting, and he came home, and his wife was waiting to hear what happened to his son in PTA. And his mother was happened to be in the house also. So the Baal Bos came and said hello to his wife, and then walked into a room with his mother to discuss what the teacher said to them about his son. It's Shemenes Chutzpah, right? What do you mean? My mother could have. I told him that you have to put your wife before your parents. He said, can't. He's not masking. Not asking. And I told him, Rigdi Miller said, I asked the Chashev Yingaman in the Mir Yeshiva. Yaakov Kaplan also said the same thing, that your wife comes first. And is the Achrayis. And the reason a lot of times Shalom Bais in this person's house is because she always says that you keep me, I'm second fiddle to your parents. And at any time something happens, you always loyal to your parents, and me, you leave in the dark. And some of us are not so extreme, but you have to realize that we have an Achrayis to our wife, like a Shutfis. A person is Shutfis. He has a business with somebody. He can't just say, okay, now I want to go help my mother. You can't do that. You have a shudras and a chayis, you have to do it right now. But Prat, who is she raising? She's raising your children. She's taking care of your tzrachim, and she's doing things for you, and you're not going to give her the chayis and the respect and the stalling suit to her, where her sign is, because you decide that you want to be loyal to give to your parents. Avada kibbutz aveim is a great zach, and you could bet them in your heart, be more respectful to your parents. But to her, she has to show that you have to a krisis bris, that you have an achrayis to her, and tiddak b'ishtoi means paste yourself to your wife. And just like you have to make, he said, Rigdimel says, like you be meicher for covenant Torah, if someone insults your wife, if they meicher for the covenant of your wife. Now, again, it's not an easy thing to do sometimes. You're not the type of person to meicher for the covenant of your wife, or you feel that your wife is also wrong in a situation. But we have to realize there's an achrayis here. An achrayis to your wife is a krisis bris, I was once buying something in Mei Sharm. I bought a kumkum to heat up water. So I told the guy from the owner of the store. I told him, "I'll disfard this to you." I told him, "My wife wants me to buy this, so I'm buying this." She says, "Oh, chiyuv ksuva." So we're just saying ksuva to buy kumkum. So he quoted me. I'll just quote the whole lashon of ksuva, right? The lashon of ksuva is ana eflach, which means I'm going to work. Remember, it's a real star. It's not like people think it's a fake. Because since today, anyways, we don't eflach, we don't work. So the whole thing is just a joke. But Matthew Salman told me and my wife when I went to speak to him once. He says, "Just remember," he told me, "just remember the ikker chiyuv ksuva is on you." Right? Women are masking to be mavater. But it might say, you have a chiyuv ksuva. It's not like, it's a real thing. A woman could say one day and say, that's it, go to work. And chiyuv ksuva. Mavater, we don't want to do that. And we want to mafize them and maybe speak to Gdol Yisrael and take care of such a situation. But it's a chiyuv. The ksuva says, on the eflach, means you'll work. The oiker is mechabid, that you have a chiyuv star, not only on the Rambam, but you're writing a star. I'm going to be mechabed, ve'izen, give mezoinus, refineness with begodim, and the lashon at the end is, yitihi hilchas guvin yudoin. So the store owner told me, I think that buying a kumkum for your wife when you need is kehilchas guvin yudoin. That's a normal Jewish thing for a person to do if his wife needs a kumkum. That's what he told me. Tuchayim kiv ksuva. Now, it wasn't to open my mind to realize that a lot of things a person does, he's doing it, he does it meistam, but he has to realize that it's a kiv ksuva. It's not a joke. Ogan just told me that there's a person who's getting divorced, and running ksuva, $300,000 that he has to give to his wife when he gets divorced. So he says, I never meant it. I just meant to be mechabed her $300,000, but to pay $300,000, I never dreamed. No, smach, it's a star. You have to realize it's a star. When a person's writing a star, he's really in a Christ. When I sat down by my chuppah, before the chuppah, she said, you have a ksuva, and Tosefta's ksuva, so I don't know what it says. She says, okay, but you have to realize that he's in a Christ over here. And the person really has an Christ, his wife, he has to mechabed her, and he has a chiv to work for her, and other things that to do for her, then he realizes that he will overlook a lot of things and accept different things. And that's if you realize that also the tzedak b'ishta is to stick with her through thick and thin. Another thing a person has to realize is that a woman is different type of upbringing b'chlal than a man. And once a person realizes that they're different, a person thinks that they're just, I want to marry a buddy, a friend, and something to schmooze with. Can't say that's good, it's not good, I'm not talking about that now, but the whole upbringing is a different type of upbringing. Like I told my wife, the difference between by girls, the difference between scamp and school is just how you spell the word and the time of year. That's basically the same thing. You know, in my house, there's singing and dancing and freilich. It's mamish. It's a whole different atmosphere. Bachum, when it's age of 7, they're already coming home at 5 o'clock in the afternoon, and then they get bar mitzvah, and then a rigid schedule, and then they're taught that they can't look at things and think things, and bittul Torah. Women basically don't have that whole parsha. B'chlal. They have no form of being magbul with themselves and training themselves like that. Rather, there's Isra L'Shuchu by them also, but it's all different. There's no Isra B'tal Torah by them, rather, it's Lashon Hara. But that Hagbala, a man is trained to control himself much greater than a lady. So now here comes a man, comes home, and he sees his wife every Erev Shabbos is running late. Or his wife doesn't have supper in time, or she is commonly dwelling that bother you that your wife is doing wrong, and you think to yourself, when is she going to ever do the right thing? And you have akpada. And every time she does it, you have akpada. So the answer to that question is, you are makbid every time. When will you stop being makbid and misakin the midas hakpada? Then she'll be misakin that other midas that she's doing wrong. Don't expect that she should be misakin her midas rice when you show your midas rice also all the time. And forget, you're the one who has to misakin the midas because we're learning Torah, and Torah may be the cold over tikkun, and we have more shakas to Musa and Avodas Hashem. So who should mimsak themselves first, me or the wife? Rather, the wife is second because she's not mugbul in this. She's not trained this way. As you know, man, that come he comes to stick his key into the door every day. His wife has the door, the key from the inside, so he can't open the door. And he sticks it in, doesn't open, and he gets upset every day. Every day, and opens the door, and it's a bonding. Where's your seichel? He doesn't even talk to her. He gets upset every single day. So the same thing. Every single day, you're a makbid for such a silly thing. She refers to your name in the papers. Pliny, your man, gets upset because his wife has the key in, and every single day he's makbid. Right, it's a big busha. But Elamai, you overlook all your hakpada. Elamai, she's wrong because she doesn't have any seichel that I want to get in. I want to eat right away, and she doesn't allow me to eat. So one time he measures it to her after getting built up every single day. Really upset. So she looks like between us. Like when you have a chashra person come to the door, so you want to greet them right when they come. So you're my husband. I want to greet you right when you come. So she mechabed you right away. So she did it as mechabit, and he. So now, then she, because of that, she stopped, and then he felt bad afterwards. Every time he opened the door, it's empty. No one comes to greet him, and if no one's there, and he has to go, hello, where are you? And before it was a nice greeting, but he opened his mouth and he stuck his foot in his mouth, and mainly he lost that nice greeting when he comes home. And just if he would just not be such a captain and sacking himself, then it would be much better. Also, the Mishnah. Mishnah Pirkei Avos says, "Sichas Hayaradim Moitzinas Adam in Oilam." Right? Sichas Hayaradim Moitzinas Adam in Oilam. Tresh Shmuel says, "What's up, Shanet?" Because when you deal with children, you babble taluchas aseichel. It ruins aseichel. And the Maral says, "Lafikach Sichas Hayaradim He Yitzia Min Achachma." So again, right? A woman who she has children, Mitzvah Shem, or she deals with children, she's in a gan, or she deals. So they're dealing with children, and about that, they have to deal with children. That's how Hashem made them. That they're more lave in order to be able to deal with children. But again, they don't. The seichel of a lady is not shoyled as much because that's their job. And Mela, so you have someone who has less seichel. We have to appreciate, like I mentioned last week, you have to admire them that the Messiah Stefesh that they do. But we have a much more seichel than a lady. And if we have more seichel and they have less seichel, therefore it's expected on us, who should be mevatir? We have a machlekes between a husband and a wife. Who should be mevatir? Me or the lady? Or the wife? Who should be? So the one who has more seichel has more control. So unless it makes major issues, right? The salad, tomatoes, more tomatoes or cucumbers in the salad, so who should be mevatir? Right? So who should be mevatir? The person has more control over his seichel. The person has more control over his seichel is the one who's the baal to overcome himself and may expect less from his wife. A woman, of course, Hashem made her in that way that in order to do her job in the best way, is more lave. And the Messiah says a person is more lave. Marashiva told me before I was going out, he said that since a lady is more lave, it's a person with lave, it's much harder to change a midah. With seichel, you change it. With lave, it's much harder. So therefore, again, if you have two midas rice, your midara with your wife's midara coming together, so which midara should work over, to be your midara should give in. And avada, if you give up your midara, then a mitzvah Shem, she'll also see that you're working yourself and you're trying to improve and trying to do better, and they'll be machayev her. There are husbands, there are ladies that tell their husbands that they feel very guilty all the time because the husbands are constantly steiging and they wish they could feel on the same madrega steiging as the husband, and they look up to the husbands as something. Sometimes they feel they get depressed from it or feel bad from it that the husband's just way up there and their mamish low and not can't tell true to the husband, but they see that and they strive for it because they see the husband is working on himself. And there's a maisa, I heard this from a brother. There's someone, a brother who used to live in Bnei Brak. He lives in Bnei Brak, he used to give shmuzin. And so Yungoman comes to the brother and says, you know, I bet him, he said with Bnei Brak, chutzpah, he comes to him and says, bet him, I don't listen to what you have to say, but my wife does. So I figured that the best way to get my wife to do something is by coming to you. That's it. So what do I want? My wife is only daughter. Only child. And Nebuch, every week I'm ending up by my shver, and he's singing such ningunim, and the meal takes forever every Shabbos, and the mirrors that he sings are off tune. I can't handle it. And every day we buy my shver and trigger, and my wife is makish this and this and this. I cannot handle being with my wife anymore. I need a break. So I want you to, if after you could tell my wife that's the best thing for Shalom Bayis, that I should take a break. I'll go away for a month or two, learn myself. And then I'll come back. But my wife won't accept it from me, only if you do it. So Rebbe says to him, when you daven shachris, do you daven straight with kavana, or do you read the bulletin board in the middle of shachris? Sometimes I read the bulletin board. Do you come in time, or you just make yishtabach? Or when I come late? Come late. When you learn Starm, do you learn straight, or when the people smoothing in front of you, you stop learning and you listen to them? Again, sometimes I listen, sometimes I don't listen. So he said that he told them the following. First of all, he asked them, where do you plan to go? He says, I plan to go to Eilat. So he says, Eilat, who's going to make you meals? He says, oh, I didn't think about that. Who's going to take care of all these shvachim? He says, oh, I didn't think about that. And then he told them this. It says, when you sit and learn properly, and when you daven properly, then this problem with your wife is going to stop. It's only because you are not beseder, and since you're not beseder, so your wife is able to, either it's min hashamayim, Hashem does that, or she's able to see that you're not sincere in what you're doing, and Mela, she also maybe takes your time away from learning. It's only when people will come at night to meet him. Only time they want to masmid is when the wife asks them to help in the house. The whole day they're schmoozing. When it comes to help out, night dinner, have charusa, and they have to go. But and so he said, once you're masakin yourself, and your wife will be able to, will be more masking for you to learn. And that's a matzias. And it casts any person who works who's a masmid with his wife, who deals with wife, is that it shows he really sincere, and his wife sees the sincerity, and he also. But avada has to come from him first. And Mela, the site is if you're aware, and then you accept the Messias, and then you'll be able to adapt, and hopefully you'll be able to change the whole matzav and be in Sal and Ruchnias.